is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Union Minister of State, Independent Charge for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Minister of State for Education, Jayant Chaudhary, inaugurates India Skills Regional Competition 2025-26 for the Northeast at Guwahati University in Guwahati. Researchers from Nagaland University and the University of Science and Technology, Beijing, have developed an eco-friendly solution to combat metal corrosion using carbon quantum dots derived from discarded apple leaves. Arunachal Pradesh, for the first time, participates in Indian National Mathematical Olympiad 2026 at University of Science and Technology, Meghalaya, in Meghalaya's Ribhoi district. And now for the news in detail. Union Minister of State, Independent Charge for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Minister of State for Education, Jayant Chaudhary, inaugurated the India Skills Regional Competition 2025-26 for the Northeast yesterday at Guwahati University in Guwahati, where youth from 8 states of Northeast are competing with each other across 26 skills. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, along with the National Skill Development Corporation, as its implementation partner, bringing India's premier skilling championship to the Northeastern region for the first time. Addressing the gathering, the minister highlighted that the Prime Minister's sustained focus on the Northeast, evident through frequent visits and policy prioritization, has created renewed confidence and opportunity for the region's youth. The Northeast Regional Competition has drawn 162 competitors from all 8 Northeastern states, reflecting strong regional participation and diversity of talent. The lone Rajya Sabha member from Mizoram, K. Vanlal Vena, visited Thiang Sai Bhulpui Sai Chichua Phangkhua Sanghao, or TBSPS, border road along the Myanmar border bay being constructed by the Border Roads Organization, an official statement said. Vanlal Vena said the construction route between Sai Si Chua and Phangkhua section was discontinued by the BRO during 2021 and 2023 on the pretext of non-payment of compensation and 66 crore rupees allocated by the Ministry of Development of Northeast Region or donor had been withdrawn due to the discontinuation of the construction works by the BRO. After consistent pressure from the MP, the Ministry of Defence had ordered resumption of the road construction from the latter part of 2024. Vanlal Vena also visited the site of construction of road from Bhulpui linking the Myanmar border river Thiao and Chihimthuipui, as well as the proposed construction of a bridge over river Chihimthuipui to link Bualpui and Phangkhua. In Manipur, the observation of 37th National Road Safety Month 2026 continued across the state with the theme Road Safety, Safety to Life, and took up different activities as part of the observation. The district administration, Jiribam, in collaboration with the district transport office, observed the 37th National Road Safety Month 2026 at the conference hall of the Deputy Commissioner Office in Jiribam yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Commissioner of Jiribam Krishna Kumar announced a series of activities to promote road safety awareness in the district. These activities include the distribution of helmets to bike riders, pamphlets and stickers on traffic rules, and signs to the general public across Jiribam district. President Draupadi Murmu on Sunday shared a glimpse of a special invitation handcrafted by artisans from the northeastern states for guests invited to the at-home event as was hosted by her on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day. President Murmu shared a short film on the invitation kit on her social media handle. The invitation kit this year celebrates the living traditions of India's northeastern region. The invitation kit includes a box made from a woven bamboo mat from Tripura for a wall-hanging type paneled invite that showcases traditional art from all the 8 states of the Northeast. The decorative motifs on the cover and the box of the invitation draw inspiration from the Assamese manuscript painting style. The motifs on the fabric panel represent the flora and fauna of the Northeastern region. Other highlights include woven nettle fabric and embroidery from Sikkim, green bamboo weave from Meghalaya, Monshogu paper from Arunachal Pradesh, Gogona, a bamboo jaw harp from Assam, and bamboo jewellery from Tripura, orange wild rhea and stinging nettle fabric from Nagaland, hand-woven puan che from Mizoram, long pea black pottery from Manipur, and an airy silk stole. Arunachal Pradesh for the first time has participated in Indian National Mathematical Olympiad or INMO 2026 at University of Science and Technology Meghalaya USTM in Riboy district. Six students from Ramakrishna Sharda Mission Girls School Khonsa and one from Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya Tenzu have represented the state on Sunday. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu in his public post said this historic participation will inspire a strong mathematical culture, sharpen problem-solving and logical thinking skills, and encourage more students to aim for national and international excellence in mathematics. Meanwhile, INMO 2026 results are expected to be announced in February-March 2026. Mizoram government suffered a financial loss of 114.64 rupees crore due to the outbreak of African swine fever that killed over 9,700 pigs in 2025, an official of the state's Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Department said yesterday. Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Department Deputy Esther Lazzoliani Eralte said a total of 9,711 pigs have died due to ASF and 3,620 others culled to prevent further spread of the disease between March and December last year. 3,867 families have been affected by the outbreak in the same year. According to the official, the ASF outbreak was first reported at Lung Sen village in South Mizoram's Lunglei district near the Bangladesh border on 21st March 2021. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main has declared Pangsau Pass International Festival 2026 or PPIF will begin from today at Nampong in Changlang district alongside Indo-Myanmar international border. The three-day international festival will celebrate the region's rich cultural heritage while promoting cross-border friendship, tourism and people-to-people ties. The festival will also observe 80th commemorative celebration of end of the World War II, honouring sacrifices made during the World War II and construction of historic Stillwell Road. The festival will continue till 22nd of this month. A unique success from Northeast India received national recognition at the 105th Scotch Awards Conference held in New Delhi recently. The Tripura Renewable Energy Development Agency of TREDA was conferred with Scotch Silver Award 2025 for its significant contribution to the welfare of people in remote and tribal areas through the installation of solar-powered microgrids. The award was presented by Scotch Group Chairman Mr. Samir Koshar, providing electricity to Tripura's remote hilly and forest areas has long been a major challenge due to difficult terrain and limited grid connectivity. Addressing this issue, TREDA implemented solar microgrid projects in 274 remote tribal habitations under the central government's PM Development INE scheme with support from the state government. Under the initiative, solar microgrids ranging from 2 kilowatt to 25 kilowatt capacity were installed, creating a total power generation capacity of about 300 megawatt at a cost of 81.02 crore rupees. The project has brought direct benefit to 9,762 families. Researchers from Nagaland University and the University of Science and Technology Beijing have developed an eco-friendly solution to combat metal corrosion using carbon quantum dots derived from discarded apple leaves. The joint study was led by Professor Ambrish Singh from Nagaland University's Department of Chemistry and Professor Yuji Yang of University of Science and Technology. The research showed that the apple leaf carbon quantum dots was effectively suppress copper corrosion in acidic environments, achieving over 94% inhibition efficiency, which can rise to more than 96% with longer exposure. The research highlights a sustainable and non-toxic alternative to conventional corrosion inhibitors used across industries and underscores the waste-to-wealth potential of agriculture residue. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani. Shillong, have a nice day.